Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing into NBO Kingdom Come Radio Network on this evening. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson, and I'm here on tonight to spiritually awaken you on today. Hallelujah. God needs us to be awoke, not sleep. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for just meeting us on the line. We're going to jump right into what saith the Lord, because I believe that he have a word for us on tonight, and I'm just excited. I'm excited for what God has for us. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I mean, I don't know all what he has in store. I'm not all-knowing, but my expectations is great. My expectations and my faith in God in this season, I'm telling you, is off the chain, because he is already doing great things, and I believe that he's going to do everything that he said, everything that he promised in the book. I believe that God is going to do it without a doubt, without a doubt at all. I believe that God is able to, he's able to honor his word. He's going to honor his word. That's what I believe. I believe that no weapon that is formed against us, it shall not prosper. That's what I believe. I believe in his word on tonight. And I need you to also believe. I need you to increase your faith on tonight. Know that what you heard in the word is true. Know that what you heard God speak to you is true. Be not discouraged in this season. Be not discouraged. But for the God that we serve, he is mighty. The God that we serve, he's able to do what man cannot do. So do not be discouraged. You know, I know it seems like he's not going to do what he said he's going to do, but he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. So I always like to play a little something so that you guys can get your mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Go into a little bit of worship, and then we're going to come in and we're going to pray, and we're going to get into what saith the Lord. But I want your mind to be set on him on tonight. So we got some William Murphy. It's called Murphy Repraise, God's Response. And you guys be blessed, and I'll be right back.
What happens in worship, it's like a call and response. But most churches, we call, but we never wait for the response. We worship, but then we never wait on the response of God. I want you to lift your hands. We're going to take just a few moments. I think we're just a little bit ahead of time tonight anyway. We're going to take just a few moments. We're going to wait on Jesus. God, I wish I had a voice to sing tonight. We're going to wait on Jesus. Somebody lift your hands.
Distract you. We wait on Jesus.
Yes, you know, sometimes we have to wait. Some of us been waiting for a little while. Some of us been praying for a while now and waiting on God to move. But he's here on tonight, and he told me to tell you that he's about to move on your behalf. He have heard your prayer. Hallelujah. He have not forgotten you. You are not being overlooked by him. He told me to tell you that on tonight. And I'm going to get into some studying concerning prayer. I'm going to encourage you on tonight. You're going to know from now on that what you pray for, you're going to know with a surety that the Lord that we serve, hallelujah, is able to answer prayers. And we're going to open the show up tonight with prayer because we want the Holy Ghost to take over. We want God to speak. We want God to move, for his word is powerful on tonight. His word will change your very life. We want everyone to have an encounter. We want everyone to be spiritually awoken on tonight. They may not be walking according to flesh, but walking according to faith. We don't walk by or live by sight. Hallelujah. On tonight. It's not about what you see with your natural eyes, hallelujah, but God want to open up your eyes spiritually, take you deeper spiritually, give you revelation of his word and what he is saying, give you understanding and wisdom. He wants to lead you into all truth on tonight. So, Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We come before you humble, oh God. We come to you repentant, oh Father God, for anything that we may have done that was not pleasing to you, oh Father God. Lord, we ask that you, oh Father, come in, oh Father God. You say with two or three are gathered in your name, for you are in the midst. So, Lord, we know that you are with us on tonight, oh God. We know that you're going to lead us and guide us, oh God, as we seek answers, as we seek wisdom, oh God. As we pray to you on tonight, oh God, we know that our prayers shall be answered, oh Father God. I know you hear the secret prayers, oh Father God, in our secret closet, oh Father God. You hear the prayers in the midnight hour, oh Father God. You hear us, oh Father God, oh Lord. You look upon us even when we don't even know what to say. You have the Holy Ghost to make intercession for us, for Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for each and every last one of us right now. For he died for our sins, for the Jews and for the Gentiles. Hallelujah. That we're able to be saved, be able to be redeemed through Christ Jesus, through the blood. Hallelujah. On today, that we know that the blood still works, oh God. Cover us right now. Cover each and every last one of us in the blood right now, oh God. Lord, we call on Jesus right now. We call on our help right now. We know that it is power in the name of Jesus that demons is trembling even right now. Demons is fleeing right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness is being dried up right now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed on tonight, oh God. We thank you right now for everything that you have done. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for the mercy and the grace on tonight, oh God. We thank you for the closed doors, and we thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the abundance, and we thank you for the lack, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the times that we had to trust in you, oh God, when we was in the fiery furnace, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst with us, oh God. We thank you for putting the words in our mouth, oh God, on our heart, oh God, that we may not even sin against you, oh God, but we may serve you with fear and trembling, oh God. Put the fear of God back into the people, the ones that say that there is no God on tonight, oh God. Lord, the ones that say that God will not move and where is our God? Lord, show face on tonight. Let them know that you are God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The same God that showed up against Pharaoh, oh God. Lord, show up on tonight, oh God, against our enemies, oh God. Scatter our enemies on today, oh God. Let these enemies that we see no more, everyone that rise up against your people, everyone that come to destroy your people, everyone that put their mouth on your people. You said, touch not my anointed, oh God, and do my prophet no harm, oh God. Lord, cover your people that is getting persecuted and destroyed. Hallelujah.
but for your name's sake, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight for the divine protection. We thank you for the hedge of protection around our family, around our children, around our jobs, around our possessions, oh God. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight. We know from which cometh our help. We know it comes from the Lord. We know it is you that stands strong and mighty. We know that it is the angels that is before us, oh Father God, that you have given charge over us, God. We know that it is the power of the Holy Ghost that you have given us to tread on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything hurt us, God. We know it is you, oh God. You are mighty, and we can do nothing outside of you. We can't do nothing, oh God, if you don't do it. Lord, it won't get done. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. Lord, we thank you for our strength on tonight, oh God, our strength to keep on moving, oh God. Even when we don't feel as though we can, when we feel like giving up, oh God, Lord, we thank you right now for redeeming us and restoring us, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for our strength right now. We thank you for our peace in the midst of the storm and in the midst of trouble, oh God. Lord, we thank you for all of above on tonight. We thank you for just rescuing us and delivering us from unseen harm and danger, God. Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we give you the praise and we give you honor. In the Jesus name, we pray, amen. Yes, Lord, you speak on tonight, God. For you are a mighty God and you're an awesome God. And there's nothing that he cannot do for you. Yeah, you've been praying for a long time. You've been struggling for a long time. You've been seeking his face for a long time. But he's saying, look, I'm here. I'm here and I'm willing. Will we get thirsty for God? Or are we really seek for God? Or do we really put him first in our life? He wants you to put him first in your life. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to move. He wants to build a relationship with us. He wants to save us. But we want to serve God on our own agenda, on our own time. See, this station is called No Days Off. I don't have no days off. I don't care what day this is, no days off. I am going to do, I'm not putting my God on a back burner for nothing or nobody. No days off. That's what we represent. We Christ Jesus 100%. 24/7, no days off. That's what it stands for. We're not taking no time off. We don't have time to slack. We don't have time to slumber, said the Lord, because the end of time is nigh, and we don't want to be caught with our work undone. We working on holidays. We working on the weekends. We're not sleeping. We're not slumbering. Do God give us rest? He give us rest, but no days off. It's no days off, regardless. I'm not putting God on a back burner to deal with my agenda. It's God's agenda. For God I live and for God I die. No matter what it is, I'm asking God what direction I need to go, no matter what, whether it be on a job, whether it be in relationship, no matter what it is, I'm going to ask God what direction to go, because my life does not belong to me. My footsteps is ordered by the Lord. The Bible says the righteous man's footsteps, every righteous man's footsteps is ordered by the Lord. So God has ordered my footsteps, and I can't go where I wanted to go because tonight I was tired of my body. Tonight I didn't feel like it. I said, you know what? You know, I'm in control of when I set up a show. I'm in control of this thing. But God said, no, I'm in control, and you're going to get up, and you're going to go and do what I say. And this is what God is saying. Don't think because you're in control and you're operating the network and you can push the on button and the off button that you're in. No, I'm in control. So God showed me. He told me on tonight, I'm in control. He said, get up. I said, well, I'm just going to push the show maybe back a little bit until 9 o'clock. I'm going to start at 9, not 8:30. He said, no, you're going to start it at 8:30 tonight. He said, now, if you choose to start it at, you know, another time, like 9 o'clock, you know, from here on, but not tonight. He said, not tonight, you won't. tonight you're going to set that sharp. And in the beginning, the enemy was I was struggling. And the enemy was like, no, you can have the day off. Chill. You don't got to do it if you don't want to. Then God said, yes, you are going to do it. I was like, oh. He said, you're going to do the show tonight. You're going to speak in what saith the Lord tonight. Then I was like, okay, well, I'll just do it at 9:30. 9 o'clock, get a little rest. He said, no, you're going to do it at 8:30. See, God ain't playing with his people. God is a God. Look, see, obedience is better than sacrifice. If he gives you a certain time, see, God give us time. God said everything is a set time and season. Preach in season, preach out of season. But God said when he called you to do something, it's a time limit set on that thing. If he said get up and pray at 12, pray at that time. If he said go and start service at a certain time, you better start service at a certain time because he's stopping by to see if you're there. He's going to be in the midst. So God wants a relationship with his people. God wants us to be real about what we are called to do. God wants us to be one with him. He wants to be one with him. He wants to be connected with him. We'll never be as God. We walking around here like we God and we can do whatever we want. No, God can do whatever he want to do. That's his talk. He the only one that can talk like that. He the only one to say I can do what I want to do, for I laid down the foundations of this world, of this earth. I laid the stars. I laid the moon. I placed all the planets. I did this. See, we can't speak like that. We can't say, I am, that I am, I am. Yeah, who sent you? Say, I am sent you. They're going to say, who in the world is I am? Your name is Pastor Thea. Your name, matter of fact, it ain't even Pastor Thea. Your name's Thea. Huh? Your name's Thea. So, but God, the God that we serve, he's mighty. He's a mighty God. And he's able to do what man cannot do. And God said it's time for us to fear who he is because, see, we're acting as though the God that created us do not exist. And he said, I exist. I am here. I am in the midst. Though you don't see me, I'm all around you. For I'm not a God that is far from you. See, we think he's so far from us that he can't see us and he can't touch us and he can't visit us and he can't talk to us and communicate with us, but that is all so deceiving. That is deceiving to think that the God that we serve and the God that we read about and talk about is still not moving according to the word of God. See, we don't see God moving the way that we should because we are tapped all the way out of spiritual things. It was just like before Jesus came and we had no connection with God. See, now we can have connection. Now we can be connected back into the source because Jesus came and he died for me and you. But we're walking around like we don't have redemption. We're walking around like he didn't die for our sins. We don't have to be hell bound. We can be heaven bound now. We who the Son has set free is free indeed. See, we have been set free, God told me to tell you. We don't have to be in bondage anymore. We were set free. The shackle has been loosed. This is what God is telling me to tell you, but we're walking around still in bondage. And we're set free. He wants you to know that you can have relationship with the Father. See, it's not like before. We're walking in a new covenant. We're walking under a new management, under a new thing. Same God, but a merciful God. A God that said, I'm going to restore my people. a God that say, I love him so that I wish you to have life and not death. A wonderful God that said, look, I'm going to wrap myself up in flesh and I'm going to come down and redeem my people. That type of God that loves you so, that he sent the Holy Ghost as a helper and a comforter, one that would lead you into all truth. That's how good our God is. He's mighty, and he wants you to choose him on today. He wants you to choose him on today. But many is having problems with just choosing him on today. We're confused because there's so many spirits of deception out there. There's so many spirits of deception. But know that Christ Jesus is the way. Know that Christ Jesus is the light. And God is going to reveal the truth unto you through the word of God. He's going to lead you out of darkness into the marvelous light. This is not the direction that I was going in, but see, it's all about the Holy Ghost. It's whatever the Holy Ghost wants. It's that way, however he want to move. What I'm about to tell you about our God, and I'm going to talk about prayer. And so when you pray, and you are a believer, and you praying with faith and in the will of God, I'm about to show you how God moves. You want to be on this side. You want to be on the winning side. That's why you got so many people calling, you know, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? Because they know the power of prayer. But God is saying, no, we got to pray. What they said, Jesus, teach me how to pray. We got to know how to pray for ourselves. We got to know how to move mountains for ourselves. This is what God is saying on tonight. And he want to teach some of us how to pray. We got to pray. We got to get on our knees. And we got to know that God hears. Some of us, you know, ain't praying because you think God not going to hear you. God said, I hear you. I see you. He said, that's why he said you have not because you ask not. But we got to come through Christ Jesus to get to the Father. We got to pray in Jesus' name. It's all written. I get to them scriptures too. Everything, you know, that I'm saying is scripture-based. If you have any questions, please write them down. You can inbox me. This is even a live broadcast. You know, as I'm going live, you can always click in and, you know, if you have a question about anything that I'm saying, we can talk about that, and you can ask those questions. This is freely open for anyone that needs clarity on anything that I'm saying on tonight. Hallelujah. Anything that God is saying on tonight, but I beg that you listen and not be, you know, questionable about everything God is saying. But if you need to understand something, that's okay. But what we will not do is debate the word of God. But what we can do is always take you back to the word of God to give you sound doctrine of what the Spirit is saying. Because the Spirit of God, it will never speak something that don't line up with God's word. So that's one thing, you know, that's why the Bible said, try the spirit, by the spirit, to see if that spirit came from God. Because a spirit, the Holy Ghost is never going to contradict or come against anything that God has told us. It can't come against the spirit of truth. You know, we got to watch out for false teaching, spirits of deception that would twist the word of God, just like Satan did in the garden when he told him, surely you will not die, but you will be unlike a God, that you know you will know good and evil. So he lied when he told him, surely you won't die, because no, surely they did die. It was a great disconnect, and they died in the natural. Well, we was not created to die. They had the tree of life. They was eating freely from the tree of life. So when Satan told them, you surely will not die, you will die because now you can't eat freely from the tree of life. Now God is taking the tree of life from you, and now surely one day you're going to die.
The truth of the matter that Satan did tell them is this, that you will now know good and evil. You will now know good and evil. But he deceived them. He said you would be as of God. He made them think that now you're going to be of God. Now, people, everybody want to be God. Everybody want to take God. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want God's glory. Why? I don't want to be God. I want to be who he created me to be. And so don't be deceived. Don't be deceived in this season. Know who your God is. There's a spirit of great deception out there, God is saying. But will you believe? Will you believe on tonight that he is? Do you believe that he answered prayers? Do you believe that he's able to do exactly what he said he was going to do in his word? I believe that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do in his word. Before he said, I'm not a man that I should lie. I am not a man that I should lie. He's going to answer each and every last one of your prayers. And Satan lied and said, oh, he's not going to answer you. You filthy. He don't hear you. You know, they didn't look down at you because you're not as clean as they are. You don't know the word like they know. You don't know scriptures like they know. So they want to make you feel some type of way, God said. But God said, I hear you. I have no favoritism of person. He loves us all the same. He's going to give us all the same opportunity. He want to speak to you. He said he wished that no man be lost. He said, look, even the Gentiles, we still have a group of Christians that want to kill the Gentiles and say no. They still coming against and persecuting the Gentiles. But the Bible said, whoever shall believe shall be saved, according to the word of God. So we have to go based on the word of God, not what man say, not what we say. No man trumps God. No man trumps God. We're going to get into some verses. I got verses on tonight, and we're going to see where God leads us as we read the verses. He has me in scriptures concerning prayer. He wants to sharpen our prayer life. We got to be prayed up. We got to be prayed up. I don't know, the Muslims pray like 4 or 6 times a day. We got to be prayed up. We got to pray. Prayer is powerful. I was tagged in to my uncle. My uncle Isaac Ross. He had a prayer meeting outside in Delaware, and I was looking at it on Facebook. But whoever was praying, I said, "Oh Lord, that whole city should be delivered by time." They got done praying. That's how powerful it is, and that's what God needs us to do. He needs us to go out. He needs us to pray. He needs us to meet. He needs us to come on one accord. If we can come on one accord and pray, do you know how many demons that we can drive away? Do you know how many works of Satan we can drive away? If two come in agreement with anything, it shall come to pass. Come on. It shall come to pass according to the word of God. But that's why Satan comes with division and disagreement, because he know if he bring division in the church and discord in the church, power of agreement is broken. But we're praying against division on tonight in the body of Christ, that we will come together as one. And when we come together, they said they came together and they were praying and they was worshiping God. And the spirit, they came together on one accord, and the spirit of God fell on them, and they all was filled with the Holy Ghost. He said they all was on one accord, not some, not just even two. He said they all was on one accord. Can we want us to get on one accord so we can move? God, move some things, move God, because, see, God's word is not a lie.
He said, look, I'm telling you my word is not a lie, and I'm about to reveal a weapon, whatever weapon, is prayer. Oh, y'all got to excuse me. I was exhausted, and I was tired, and I'm saying, God, I'm tired. I'm tired. And he said, you still going to do what I called you to do. That's the type of God that we serve. But let me go ahead and get into the scriptures because God wants y'all to hear this on tonight. Okay, so we're going to read Philippians 4 and 6. It said, be not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. He said, be anxious for nothing, worry about nothing, but pray about everything. And watch God move. Watch God move. And be thankful to know that he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. He said, let your requests be known to God. Your request. What are you requesting God for? What are you asking God for? I need you to move, Lord, on my behalf. I need something from you. He said, pray without ceasing. Okay, Mark 11 and 24. He said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Man, that's the word of God. I just got excited. Man, I'm about to think. I'm going to write a whole list. I'm going to think of some things. I'm going to write them. I'm praying. And I'm going to come back and be like, it came to pass. So the word said so. In Mark 11 and 24, write it down for those who believe. He said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. I believe that everything that I need, everything my ministry need, everything my children need, I believe it already. It is already done. My grandkids are delivered. My children are delivered. Come on, my job, hallelujah. I have an increase, elevation on my job. My ministry is blessed in the name of Jesus. My household is blessed. Why? Because I'm praying and I'm asking God every day for deliverance for my loved ones. That he blessed the work of my hands. He said, anything that I ask for, it shall be done. I believe it. He said, but it's already done. I believe it's already done. He's already worked some situations out for me. It's already done. Romans 8 and 26. He said, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings and moaning. That's deep. So even when you don't know what to say to God, even when in your weakness, God said, I'm your help. He said, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So he said, we are strong in our weakness. That's why he said, we're made strong. He said, we don't even know what we need to pray. Lord, we don't even know which direction to go. Cry out sometime to God. Lord, I really don't know. What is it that I need? Lord, God knows best because he's all-knowing. He said, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings and moans. Matthew 6 and 6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So go in your secret closet. Go in a secret place with you and just God. It ain't, it's time out to be, you know, praying, you know, to be seen. And, you know, these things. I mean, he says, but it's a time where you got to go into your secret closet. Go into a secret place and begin to pray. You don't have to have an audience of people to pray. That's what God is saying. Go into a secret place. Why we're not praying to an audience, but we're praying to God. Hallelujah. We're praying that God move mighty because it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual move, God said, a spiritual awakening. Something spiritual is about to happen in your life. You're about to wake up. up out of your sleep, out of your slumber. Somebody is praying right now. I'm praying for those who are slumbering and those who are asleep spiritually. We need you to wake up. And this is the only way. If you wake up, then you can see. Hallelujah. You'll be out of darkness. That's all he wants you to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great power. It is working. The righteous one has great power. This is what God is saying, to move mountains. So don't be deceived. Don't let Satan deceive you to think that your prayer have no power. Because it's working. And it's moving on your very behalf. God told me to tell you, it's moving on your behalf. See, he heard your prayer because you prayed without ceasing. Colossians 4:2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So stand fast. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. No matter what. No matter what it looked like. No matter what it looked like. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Never stop praying. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanksgiving in all circumstances. He said, for this is the will of God. The will of God. That we always be rejoiceful. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. God is powerful. He is mighty. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know that our God is mighty. His word is as sharp as a two-edged sword. His word cuts through bone and marrow. That's what his word do. So some of us don't understand how powerful his word. His word is, and he still lives. He is not dead, but he is yet alive. The Bible said his word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we need his word. We need his word on tonight. He said, for we shall not live by bread alone, but every word that cometh out of the mouth of the Lord. This is our daily bread, saith the Lord. I'm talking about God's word. We got to pray his word. We got to stay in his word. We're blessed. We're blessed people to know the truth and know his word, to be able to read the word of God. Let me go ahead and get some scriptures, because there's something about his word, how his word moves. His word is active. It activates. It goes out. It cannot come back unto us void. It can't come back. It got to go out and perform exactly what it said it was going to do. God got to do exactly what his word said he was going to do. Luke 11:28. He said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So we got to obey the word of God. The word of God is true. It is the way. It is the light. Ain't nothing more powerful than his word. That's why I said disobey. His word, by obeying it, it's going to bring you life. It's going to bring you everything that you need. John 17:17, that sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. See, the word that we're speaking tonight, God said it is truth. It is truth on tonight. So we speak in truth. When he talked about prayer on tonight, he said, look, I want you to know now my word is bond. My word is true. In Psalms 119, he said this. He said, God is an eternal and true. God's word is eternal and true. It never changes, and it's always true. He said, it is a firm foundation. It's a firm foundation that we can rely on no matter what else is happening in our life. Huh? No, that one, I'm sorry, that one Psalm, but that before Psalms, I have that written down. He said, something. He said, look, his word is firm. It's a firm foundation. That's what God is saying. Psalms 119, he says, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteousness rules endures forever. So he said, look, my word is truth. The sums of my words is truth, saith the Lord. Proverbs 30:5, it said, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. So we cannot discard God's word. So what he said about praying, if you pray, you shall receive that thing. If you come in one accord, two or three come together in my name and ask for anything, it shall come to pass. He said, Isaiah 40, he said, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will never fade. God's word will stand forever. That's Isaiah 40:8. Matthew 24:35 said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So everything that we just spoke about prayer and what God said, he mean exactly what he said. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. Psalms 1, I says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. That's Psalms 19:11. See, knowing God's word, that's why we got to read his word. He said it will cause us to stop sinning against God. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures are breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Fire. By God. That's the original. He said it's inspired by God. Know this. God's word is mighty. God's word is true. It's here and it's profitable. It's very profitable to us for teaching. Correction. Training us up in righteousness. This is our manual. The Bible is our manual. His word is our manual. His word is true. Don't be discouraged, but we have to get in his word. Galatians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and establishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. He said, look, let it dwell in you richly. So let it dwell in you richly. This is what God is saying. You want his word to dwell within you. You want to eat his word. You want to eat that word. Eat that scroll. That's what God is saying. In this season, you want to get his word. You want to pray his word. You want to remind him of his word. When you get on your knees, you want to quote them scriptures. You want to know what God said. When you come against Satan, you got to hit Satan with the sword. You got to hit him with them scriptures. Let him know that you got power over him and he have no authority over you because God has given it to you, that he have no power, that he's under your foot. Why? Because the Bible says so. You see, Satan is getting us because nobody know their authority. And then we say it, but we won't walk in it. We won't live it. Oh, yeah, you say you armored up, but you ain't really armored. You don't even know what the armor is. Come on now. He's not afraid of your prayer because you don't believe what you're praying. Huh? You're not doing and living according to the word of God. You're not praying without ceasing. just talking here and there, wherever you feel like every once in a while. You might pray when you go to church. You may, you know, say a couple of prayers at night, you know, lay the kids down, say a little prayer or whatever it may be. But are you really praying without ceasing? Are you praying about everything and everything concerning you, your life, your children? Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to division of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions. Now, that's deep. See, when he said he's discerning your thoughts, see, that's deep. God's word is sharp. It gets into some deep things, huh? It cuts through your flesh, your bone, your marrow. This is what God is saying on tonight. God is deep. God is waking up some eyes on tonight. Is he waking you up on tonight? Because I'm spiritually awoken. I'm going to pray his word. I'm going to speak his word. This is what God is saying. His word is powerful. So when he tell you to pray about something and you're going to get it, have faith to know that it's already done according to the word of God. Be not discouraged, but be encouraged on tonight. For he is mighty and he is willing. He's willing to do it for you. He's willing to do it for me because you're blessed. You're a blessed people. You're a blessed people on tonight. As a matter of fact, I want to play Blessed and Highly Favored before we go with the Clark sisters, because I need you to know that you are blessed. You're blessed. If it was not for God, his mercy and his grace over your life, I want to remind you. I got to be reminded sometimes that I am blessed. I'm blessed to still be amongst the living. I thank God for favoring me. I thank God for pulling me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I thank him for that on tonight. I want you to be reminded of how blessed you are and how it could have been you and how it should have been you. But if it was not for the blood, if it was not for the blood of Christ Jesus that he shed on Calvary for me and for you, where would we be? It's not because anything that we did. See, some people, parents was praying for them. Some people, God's hand was on their life. And know that you are blessed and highly favored because God's hand is on your life.
Never let a day go by, and I realize we just want you to think about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood.
Everyone that dialed in tonight, counting out robbery, we just thank for everyone that is supporting the new network. You know, shout out to Kawan Patterson. He is actually the owner of this network, so God bless him. Thank him for being, you know, very supportive and behind the vision that God has placed within me. He was his wife. He just pushing me to do has called me to be. So I thank God just for, you know, him being in my life and just him being obedient and hearkening to the voice of God so that God's gospel can be spreaded to the four corners of this earth. That is our mission, that this gospel be heard worldwide. We are a worldwide ministry. We are going global, and I thank God for being able to go global. We've been global for a very long time, though, actually coming off of the Miss Benita Radio Network station. Now God has blessed us to actually, you know, to launch off, and now we're on our own Hallelujah Radio Network here. And so we thank God for that, and we just pray that God bless the station. He bless every listener that is listening, you know, every show that is on the network and that will be on the network. Right now we just have Kingdom Talk as well with Pastor Taquasia Gall. She's on every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30. I believe she does a half an hour show. She can do more eventually. She'd go a little longer. But right now, I believe her show is a half an hour. This show here's an hour. We will be doing prayer on morning prayer, evening prayer, midnight prayers. We're going to be doing a little praise and worship segments. Amen. Again, this is a whole network. This is Kingdom Come. It's actually NBO Kingdom Come Radio. Hallelujah. We thank God because we're here to glorify God. We're here to lift his name up. Hallelujah. He shall get the praise and he shall get the glory. And so we thank everybody. Just tune back in next Sunday, to hear this show, Spiritual Awakening, hosted by myself, Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Thea for sure. You'll see on the post, it's like Thea Patterson. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for everyone and everybody. We bless. Have an awesome night. Good night.